Hello and welcome to the X Factor finale. It was the most amazing show, but now it's coming to its close. Last episode we saw the departure of Pharaoh. Arya and Pharaoh have been fighting to come out on top. Now let's introduce our judges. Welcome, Princess Clary.
Hello.
Welcome, Dylan.
Hello.
Welcome, Autumn.
Hello.
Clary, what are you expecting to see from the finale tonight?
I'm eating. Can you ask someone else?
Okay. Autumn, what are you expecting to see from the finale tonight?
I'm expecting to see everyone just rule my face.
Okay.
That is all.
And Dylan?
I'm expecting to see three things. A, Clary to be eating. B, you to stop wearing diapers. And C, Miriam to completely outclass the other two.
And Clary?
Yeah, I finished eating now. I'm expecting the best of the best tonight, because this is, I say tonight, it's like the afternoon. Because this is the finale and this is where it all comes to a head. This is awesome.
Autumn, would you like to introduce your first contestant?
Well, it's Arya, so I have one.
Oh, right.
We all have one.
Arya.
Evening summer.
And that was Aria with the first judge's choice of the night. Clary, what did you think?
I thought this was really pretty. I really liked it. It's this singing really suited the style of the song. I loved the way that you sort of swept through it and dipped and lifted, and it was really, really nice. I really, really liked it. It was definitely a finale performance. I liked it a lot.
And Dylan?
You sound a little stuffed up, but it kind of added a nice tone to your voice almost. I don't know, this isn't something that's going to leave an impression on me. The song itself was just kind of like, For me, I don't know if this is a great choice for a finale song. That's just my opinion.
Thanks.
And Autumn?
I really liked this. I have mad respect for you for submitting, considering how sick you are this week. And I thought that you owned this song. And I think your voice sounds really pretty on it. And I thought that it would, which is why I picked it for you, Dylan. And
your voice sounds pretty on it.
And I thought your phrasing was excellent. The end.
All right. Well, Dylan, would you like to introduce your contestant? Or are we staying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we?
Yeah, we are. We're going to Dylan.
Okay.
My contestant is Miriam.
Miriam.
Nowhere to turn, no one to go to. Without a home, without a friend, without a face to say hello to. And now the night is near, now I can make believe he is here. Sometimes I walk alone at night when everybody else is sleeping. I think of him and then I'm happy with the company I'm keeping. The city goes to bed and I can live inside my head. On my own, pretending he is beside me. All alone, I walk with him till morning. Without him, I feel his arms around me. And when I lose my way, I close my eyes and he has found me. In the rain, the pavement shines like silver. All the lights are misty in the river. In the darkness, the trees are full of starlight. And all I see is him and me forever and forever. And I know it's only in my mind that I'm talking to myself and not to him. And although I know that he is blind, still I say there's a way for us. I love him, but when the night is over, he is gone. The river's just a river. Without him, the world around me changes. The trees are barren everywhere, the streets are full of strangers. I love him, but every day I'm guarding. All my life, I've only been pretending. Without me, his world would go on turning.
And that was Miriam with the judge's choice. Dylan, what did you think?
Loved it. Amazing build. You sounded great on it. You had vibrato, like the perfect amount of vibrato on this. Loved it. Finale level performance. That was awesome.
And Clary?
I wasn't feeling it at the beginning. Didn't really like it very much. But as it built, it got a lot better. And I really, really enjoyed it the further it got towards the end. And that big note you did towards the end as well was amazing. So, yeah, well done. Really good.
And Autumn?
I felt like it was a little harsher than I would want on this song. What? No, I mean, I liked your belting. Like, the parts where you started growing, they were a lot better. But you needed dynamic contrast. It was too harsh on the verses. Like, one thing was, when you sang Like Silver, I wanted it to sound more like that throughout the verses. You know, so that just a little lighter and, like, prettier sounding. But overall, I mean, it wasn't bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
It was amazing.
It could have used some more dynamic.
I agree.
Could have used some more dynamic contrast.
I agree. I agree with what Autumn said.
You're both wrong, and you're both idiots.
Yeah, of course.
Let's hear what. Okay, well, I'll be interested to hear what you have done with Silver Soulbird, Claire, if you're so smart.
Hey, that's my job, Dylan.
I'm not introducing her. I'm just saying she better put up or shut up. Or if Silver Soulbird is not good, then that's gonna fall back on Claire. And I'm gonna.
She is gonna be good. She's gonna be awesome.
All right. Well, Claire, would you like to introduce your contestant?
Who could it be? I think it's Silver Soulbird.
Silver Soulbird.
Thank you.
And that was Silver Solberg with her judge's choice. Autumn, what did you think?
Sorry, I muted. I loved this. I thought it was so pretty. I thought your consistency was beautiful, like throughout your notes, and that you built really well and that you had really good energy. And I loved your breath energy. Like, it sounded like you just kept the sound spinning, like it didn't go flat, like on those long notes, which is a really... I mean, that can definitely happen to most people. One thing I would say is to make your breaths a little less audible, because it was kind of like, you know what I mean? And it was just kind of like a little too much. So you just kind of got to let that air just open up your throat and just kind of let that air in, and then use that openness that you already have to project your sound, which you had no problem doing anyway. So I really liked this. Good job.
Was this Ava Cassidy's version, Claire?
Yeah, of course it was.
To do an Ava Cassidy cover of a Judy Garland song, those are two huge, amazing artists, and they're always like, you did such an amazing job with this. Your songs are like, you're consistent in your songs get better and better the longer they go on, and that's how you're in the competitions too. You're consistent, you get better and better. Amazing performance. There was not one thing in this that I would fault or even be able to nitpick on. I hate this song too, and you did an amazing job with it. That's another like thing with you. You always do songs I hate that you make me like them. Kudos.
How do you hate this song?
Yeah, because it's so overdone in like school talent shows, and like,
don't hate the song.
Horrible bratty children do the song all the time. I'm just sick of it. But I loved you on it, Silver, and you're not a horrible bratty child.
And
that's all I got.
I thought this was really nice, and it was really pretty, and I really liked it. And I can't really say anything more than that, because you're amazing. And if you don't win, I might have to do something drastic.
Uh-oh.
Like what?
I don't really know, but I'll think of something.
She's cracking skulls.
I'll
come all the way over there on a plane and kick your heads in with my British heels.
That's the least threatening threat I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, you say that when I'm kicking your face in with my heels. You say that
with
then.
My heels.
With my heels.
For and British my skills. Only.
And I like have a teacher stare, which is second to none.
All right. Autumn, would you like to introduce... Wait, no, hold on, let me start over. Autumn, would you like to say what Aria's second song is?
Sure. Aria's contestant choice is called The Light.
Aria.
In the morning it comes, heaven sent a hurricane. Not a trace of the sun, but I don't even run from rain. Beating out of my chest, my heart is holding on to you. From the moment I knew, from the moment I knew, you're the air in my breath, filling up my love-soaked lungs. Such a beautiful mess, intertwined and overrun. Nothing better than this, knowing that the storm can come. You feel just like the sun, just like the sun. Anything you say, I'll be alright. I'm gonna trust you, babe. I'm gonna look in your eyes. Anything you say, I'll be alright. I'll follow you into seems to matter now. Oh, who I was without you, I can do without. No one knows where it ends, how it may come tumbling down. But I'm here with you now.
And that was Aria with her free choice song. Autumn, what did you think?
I loved it. It was so good. It was so amazing. You have beautiful vibrato. And you just, your phrasing was awesome. And I'm just so happy. I'm ecstatic.
Turn into Goofy for a second. I'm just so happy.
I'm just so happy.
And Dylan?
This is a finale-level performance. This is memorable. This is one of the performances of the season. It had build, it had emotion, it had harmonies, it had everything I've loved about you all season and since I first heard you. everything I wanted in an Aria song. I'm so, so pleased with this. Amazing job.
And Clary?
Ah, this was so nice. I've never heard this song before, but I've decided it would be a really good wedding song. So I'm going to show it to Ben. And I'm going to look for the original, but if I don't like that one, then I'm going
to... Ben as well.
Okay. And I'm going to show him your version, and maybe we'll even dance to it as our first dance, because we don't have a wedding dance yet.
Oh,
wouldn't
shit.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It would. Awesome.
Skywish and I are making this our song. So
no,
we get...
I got there first.
I thought of it first, I just
didn't
mention
it. You're not getting married.
That's not the point.
Yes, it is. Marriage requires a song.
So does...
You can't get married without a song.
So does...
May I just say, you should put this in hit singles.
Yeah, you should, because it was awesome. I loved your emotion, and I loved your singing. I don't know, that wasn't very specific. I loved your singing.
She giggled like, she says that, and then she giggles like a British schoolgirl.
British schoolgirl with heels.
I think that sums it up. You made her giggle like a schoolgirl, and she's hungover and everything.
I am really
you
hungover.
You gave me, I got so chills. Sick. Like in the middle somewhere, I got chills. I remember
it was really pretty.
Chills
and,
too.
And this is probably like one of the first songs that I've ever heard on VH that I might like. I'm not saying this in like a really horrible way to anyone else on VH, but I might actually have it on my computer and actually listen to it again.
Wow, Claire.
Thanks, Claire.
Sorry.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm glad you like my song.
This is the goal that we contestants on show should strive for.
I do, because I listen to, like, I do go on hit singles and listen to things again, but I don't often have them on my computer to listen to them again. Because that means it'll probably end up on my iPhone and stuff.
All right. Well, Dylan, would you like to Coppers say
like
what... Dylan, would you like to say what Miriam's second song is?
I would love to. Miriam is singing Nothing from a Chorus Line.
I thought you were saying she's singing Nothing. She didn't do another song.
She's singing the song Nothing from a Chorus Line.
Okay.
I think this is from a Chorus Line, right? Nothing?
Oh. Yes.
Yes, thank you, Autumn. Yes, Nothing from a Chorus Line.
Miriam.
I am so excited because I'm going to the High School of Performing Arts. I mean, I've been dying to become a serious actress. Anyway, it's our first day of acting class, and we're in the auditorium, and the teacher, Mr. Karp, puts us up on the stage with our legs around everybody, one in back of the other, and he says, "Okay, we're gonna do improvisations. Now, you're on a bobsled, and it's snowing out, and it's cold. Okay, go!" Every day for a week we try to feel the motion down the hill. Every day for a week we try to hear the wind rush, hear the wind rush, feel the chill. Dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see what I had inside. Yes, I dug right down to the bottom of my soul, and I tried, and everybody's going, whoosh, whoosh. I feel the snow. Ooh, I feel the cold. I feel the air. And Mr. Karp turns to me and he says, "Okay, Morales, what did you feel?" And I said, it's genetic. They don't have bobsleds in San Juan. Second week, more advanced, and we had to be a table, be a sports car, ice cream cone. Mr. Karp, he would say, "Very good, except Morales. Try Morales all alone." So I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see how an ice cream fan hopeless until I really didn't know where else to turn. And Carp kept saying, Morales, I think you should transfer to Girls High. You'll never be an actress. Never. Oh my God! Went to church, bring Santa Maria, send me guidance. Send me guidance on my knees. Went to church, bring Santa Maria, help me feel it. Help me feel it. Pretty please.
And that was Miriam with her Free Choice song. Dylan, what did you think?
Amazing finale level performance. Both the songs tonight were amazing. Very pleased with this. I think you're going to win. I don't want to jinx it, but I think you're going to win.
And Autumn?
I was not as pleased with this performance. I actually didn't think it was very good at all. I thought it was really harsh. I was really upset that you didn't add any sort of an accent. You don't need like a really thick accent for this song. You just need a little. Just flip your R's a little bit.
Autumn,
do something. What?
She's not playing. It's not the show. She doesn't need an accent. She's just performing a song from the musical.
Yeah, but it's so obviously a Mexican person, and then on top of that, like it's so like she makes references to being.
Come on.
That to being that character.
Mexican and not have an accent. You racist.
Yeah, but she just didn't make a character. She just didn't make a character at all. And I didn't like your acting in the beginning. I thought, what?
So no, Ben's talking. He's telling me to get up out of bed.
Oh,
he's telling you your critique is wrong on him.
No, Ben, don't do that, Ben. You idiot. You stupid idiot.
I thought that it. Okay.
He unplugged.
I
unplugged my headphones.
Long and short.
Get you and meatballs for tea. Yeah.
Okay. Go away.
We've lost all control of the show.
Ben.
It was really hard. Ian.
I didn't even hear what you were talking about. What was harsh?
The whole thing.
Claire?
Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, he's gone now.
It's just like all I heard was like, and I dug right down to the
bottom. Okay, that's not fair. That's not at all what it sounded like. It's not fair to do an impression of her. That was not accurate at all.
Okay, whatever. That's my critique.
She's been amazing on the show. It's unfair and it's rude of you to do that to her on the finale, to do an impression
Listen. She got so much better over the course of this show. And then, like, the finale, she regressed and went back to all of her old habits, and it wasn't good. I'm sorry. I'm not going to, like, lie to her.
You cannot like something, but you don't have to, like, mock it.
Okay.
Well, you asked her what she meant.
Yeah.
I didn't tell her.
I'm just giving you an example.
Whatever. I'm going to mute.
Well, Claire, what did you think?
I kind of agree with Autumn. I didn't really like it very much. I was kind of bored by it, really. It was going on and it was just like, da, 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 and I was like, this is a bit boring. I wasn't very excited by it. I didn't get the excitement from you. It needed to be more exciting, especially for a theatre song. Some of the talky bits were more excited, but you needed to bring it out in your singing. a bit more. It was okay. I think we would have raved about it a bit more had it been an earlier stage. But like Autumn said, I think that you've gone just in the for the finale. I mean, it should have been, you know, your best performance yet, and it wasn't, I'm afraid. So, but obviously, you're still a good singer. We all still like you. I just think this wasn't your best.
All right. Well, Claire, would you like to say what Silver Soul Bird's second song is?
When I find out what it's called. She's doing Edge of 17, whatever the hell that is.
Silver Soul Bird.
Just like the wide-winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just like the wide-winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh, said ooh. And the days go by like a strand in the wind, in the web that is my own. I begin again. Say to my friend,
everything
baby,
stops.
Nothing else mattered. He was no more.
To find an answer, just to hear the call of a night bird.
And that was Silver Soulbird with her free choice song. Clary, what did you think?
I thought it was a really good choice of song. I absolutely loved the mixing. Mixing was amazing, all the panning that was going on. It sounded really, really good. The harmonies were really, really good. And I don't know this song, but it was a very good choice because it was a really good contrast with the other song that you did. The only thing that was kind of wrong with it was that there were a few flat notes in it, which is a real shame because they were quite big flat notes, you know. And yeah, I guess I don't know if you ran out of time or, and I think, yeah, I think you did mention in your email that you didn't have much time to record, but you know, should have sort of given it more time to sort that out, really. I don't know, I can't really tell you how to organize your life, I suppose, but you know, when you submit a song with big flats like that, then that's going to be a problem. But you're an amazing singer, and this it could have been a lot better than it was, so it was really disappointing to hear those flats come out. So yeah, I'm kind of worried for you now. Sorry. So I love you so much, and I don't want to be worried for you. But,
yeah. And Dylan?
What she's trying to say is everything about this was amazing except for the singing, and that's the problem, because this is a singing competition.
Shut up. That's not what I said. That's not what I meant.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This one was a little disappointing for me. Your first song was amazing. This one was sketchy. The singing itself, even when you weren't off-key and flat, it was bordering on yelly, didn't feel nearly as polished as you normally are. I didn't like this, to be honest. And around, 250 in this song, it just got really bad. It got really, it was kind of when the music died out and there were a lot of views going around. This would be acceptable maybe for a first round, but for a finale, you really got to work your ass off and you have to work your songs. And this just doesn't measure up to anyone else tonight, unfortunately. But thank you for helping Miriam win.
And Autumn?
I see, the thing is, it started out really good, in my opinion, and I really liked your harmonies at first. I think what your big demise on this song was is all of the repeated pitches, because there are a lot of repeated pitches and a lot of descending scales, and you know, that's a lot. That's pretty much every singer's worst nightmare, because singers go flat more than any other instrument, especially on repeated pitches and downward motion. So basically what my teachers tell me when we're getting to those parts is you just have to think that the next pitch is higher than the one you just sang, even though it's the same pitch. And even if you think that you're going to sing sharp that way, you're not. You just have to sing a higher pitch than you did before. Even if it's just a little bit higher, it'll save your flatness. It works. You might not think it works, but it totally does. You think you're going to go sharp, but it doesn't work that way. You just stay right on track, and it sounds a lot more energized and a lot more lifted if you think of it that way. It was just kind of messy sounding because of the flat notes that were sprinkled throughout, and particularly in the middle section, as Dylan stated before. So it is sad, because you usually are so amazing, and usually we wouldn't hear anything like this from you. So I'm not really sure what happened, but I think maybe if you didn't have enough time to record, that you should have maybe picked a different song, because obviously you did so much with the song, all the harmonies and all the mixing and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it sounds like it took a long time.
I think she spent so much time on the mixing and harmonies that she didn't focus as much as she should have maybe on the melody line.
I guess so, but I don't even see, as someone who is has taken lessons, and I don't see how she couldn't have heard that. You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
So, I don't know.
All right, well, that's all we have for tonight. Dylan, who did you think was the best of the night?
Miriam.
And Autumn.
Aria.
And Clary.
I'm going to be controversial, and I'm going to say Aria.
Oh, snap.
Just because I think it was just a real shame with Silver's song. But I think, yeah. Picari was better.
Well, that is all we have for tonight. Remember to vote, and good night.